Okay, so anyway, say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So getting back on track, the more that you will honor exactly what I was talking about, oh, how funny, the more you'll honor your feelings, the more you honor what you see, what you sense, what you know, that's going to really help you because you're growing. And right now, you have a very easy path to grow. So in other words, every time you notice something, you sense something, you feel something, just take it in and acknowledge it. And really allow yourself to have that awareness that you're aware of, picking up the energy of all the consciousness all around you. And that's going to shift how you receive yourself. So then the question is, who am I? If I'm aware of what's in me and I'm aware of what's in you, then am I really me? And are you really you? Or is there something greater that is of us all? Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
That's what you're exploring. That's what you're deciding upon. That's what you're seeing. That's what you're sensing. That's what you're knowing. So when I pull a card, I keep getting release. When I'm looking at you, you feel like a giant vacuum cleaner. So what I mean by that is like you're really clearing house. So on the one hand, I know it's like you're married, you have kids, I got this like 3D story going on. Simultaneous to that story, you're a spiritual powerhouse inside already. So you're helping yourself to see that, to believe that, to be excited about that. And the more you transfer your faith to that, you're going to transfer your whole identity to that. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
So good. It's so good. You want to start, I think I've said this to you. In fact, I know I have, and here it is again. You want to start feeling big, large, and I don't mean physical, I mean energetic. Like you want to feel your energy. You want to feel the power of your energetic weight. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
When I'm looking at you, I don't think I have it anymore. I used to have a yardstick. I don't know if it's old fashioned or not, probably, because you folded it, so you had to unfold it.
I'm
saying that because when I'm looking at your arms, you're like this. So you're still unfolding your strength. You're still unfolding. And it's not just a one. So imagine I could do it a couple of times. So it's like unfold, unfold, unfold. That's what you're in the process of doing right now. So imagine that. So like if my hand goes out to here, but if I'm unfolding two more times, now think about what my arc field feels like. That's considerable weight. That's what you're opening up to. Success and growth. It's good. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you are so welcome. And is Lockie there as well?
Hi, Nico.
Hi, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Lockie.
And did you have a question today?
Yeah. So I've got these clients that I've done a bunch of work for in the past, and I recently gave the husband an estimate to do an attic ladder in the garage. And I didn't hear back from him. And then, so I sent a follow-up text like a few days or a week later and still haven't heard back from him. But then a little while after that, his wife texted me asking for another estimate for a different job completely. And just wondering, like, is there like some weird energy between us or why he's not responding or what's going on there?
We'll figure it out. Say your name and his name, please.
Lockie and Blake.
Blake's cool. I think Blake's just figuring himself out. Yeah, I don't get any funky anything with Blake. Totally fine. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, okay.
That was easy. I'm thinking like, what can I add to that question answer? But nothing really. No, everything's fine. I feel like he's just figuring himself out. Like, maybe we should do a deck. Well, you know, maybe we should do that with our money. You know, we could also do, like, they're just figuring themselves out. That's all.
Yeah.
OK, Okay, on to you. Say your name again, my love.
Lucky.
It's your lucky day. Something where you really feel like luck is here, and that's the whole point. Like when you were asking the question, I was like, oh, God bless this man. You know, now he's getting paranoid. Like, you know, what did I do wrong here? What did I do wrong? Because like you're learning your lessons to your credit. And to your credit, you want to speed up your lessons so we can get on with it already. On the other hand, you actually are already well on your way. And so the joke's on you a little bit, that it's time to smile, it's time to be happy, it's time to be joyous, it's time to be alive. So in other words, there's nothing shameful about learning lessons. In fact, it should be the opposite. You should have considerable joyous pride. It's like, I faced my lessons, I grew up. Because lucky, there are tons of grown-ups out there that are really children in grown-up clothing. And so to your credit, you became a man. You grew up nicely. So it's very important, say your name again, my friend.
Lucky.
That you take some of that self-assurance in. So in English, you've done the work, but you're not taking all the credit yet. So it's a little bit like, man, you know, now I can stand on my own 2 feet. Now I know how to try. Now I know what to look for, what not to. You know, like I've got it. I've got it. There's something where, say your name again, my friend.
Lucky.
You want to stand on your own 2 feet, even more self-assured, even more fully engaged, even more in your delightful consideration of self. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Lucky.
When I'm looking at you, I'm trying to get you to stand on your 2 feet, and you're a little wobbly, squirrely is what I would say. You're not wobbling, you're just not 100% comfortable. Are you ever going to get into bed and you just can't get a comfortable spot, like wiggling around? When I'm looking at you, that's what you're doing energetically. It's not bad. But you want to nail it. You just really want to anchor that in, because that's really going to serve you nicely. So let's try to do that. Say your name again, my love.
Lucky.
Oh, I know it. Say your name one more time, my love.
Lucky.
Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, like, okay, you're gonna giggle, you don't need to use this, but I'm gonna share the example anyway. So they're showing me Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So you know that little song, hi ho, off to work we go. So just imagine you and your higher self, Buddha, Jesus, angels, whatever you want, but in tandem, hi ho, off to work we go. So in other words, excuse me, you have reason to stand up. You have reason to be bold. You have reason to be to smile. And so when they were saying, you know, like, this is my lucky day, it's, I have luck on my side, because I am well assembled. It's sort of like I am one with my higher self. I am good to go. Say your name again, my love.
Lucky.
Much better. Much better. Now they're showing me the card Spiritual Strength. And Third Eye Chakra. Much better. So now you're in your column of light. Now your feet are actually in your boots. So it's sort of like, here I am, me and my higher self. Present. Say your name one more time.
Lucky.
And it's my lucky day. It's my lucky day. So I think Abraham does something like, everything's always working out for me. Something like that would be very good for you. But it's working out for you because you're serving source. So I kind of like, off to work we go. Source and I, off to work we go. But everything's working out. It's my lucky day. I'm supporting Source. Source supports me. It's the way it works. Lead. Say your name one last time, Lockie.
Lockie.
Lock it in. Lock it in means I never change my mind. I never leave this energetic spot. This is my new starting spot. This is where I start. Always, always, always. Coming together. It's super good. So does that make sense? How does that feel to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Awesome. Mwah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. And say your name, my love.
Stephanie.
Stop stuffing your feelings. Stop denying the truth. I feel like you avoid. I feel like you don't want to deal with some stuff. Like, I'm looking at you and it's like, I just have stuffed Oreos in your mouth, and as delicious as they are, you don't need to eat so many of them right now. So funny. Say your name one more time, my love.
Stephanie.
Honor what you know. Honor your feeling. Like, don't pretend it's not there. Don't pretend you don't know. Don't pretend that you can really run and hide. You ever see pictures, or perhaps an animal, where like their head is under their covers, but their butt's out and they think they're all covered or whatever? Like, you're ready to know. You're ready to try. You're ready to be self-satisfied. In other words, we tend to stall or look the way when we're just not ready to deal with it. And that's okay for a time. You know, like, you need to pace yourself. And if the next straw that breaks the camel's back is coming to you, it's okay not to put the straw in yet. However, say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
You're now good and able. So when I'm looking at you, you look like a gymnast. And so what I mean by that is you're bouncing nice and high. In other words, you've rehabilitated, you've recuperated, you've done your nice homework. So it's very important. Say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
Honor your truth. Honor your truth. It doesn't have to be someone else's truth, but you don't have to align with someone else's truth. Be your own believer. So there's something about, it's like, I don't know what happened, but someone told you falsehoods. But they were so big and powerful and the big person or whatever it is that you didn't believe it, but it's almost like you got a little confused there because they're the big person. They're the ones in power and they're saying all this stuff. And so it makes, when I'm looking at you, like you taking a phone receiver, it's like the old fashioned phones, and you put it down. And you're trying to decide. And what you're trying to decide on is your own truth. Like, am I willing to honor my own truth now? Am I willing to take back myself? Because you want to remember, it was stolen temporarily. In other words, you knew truth. Someone kind of played a dirty trick on you. So, isn't my truth? Isn't? Where is my truth? What is my truth? Like, it's taking you like a little bit of time to kind of readjust. But when I'm looking at you, you've already readjusted nicely. So the idea is you have access to your truth, but now you have an old pattern of self-denial. So denying your truth, pretending you don't hear, pretending you don't know. So what they're helping you do is to be the good alchemist and to bring forth the healing, to bring forth the answer. So in other words, this part needs to connect to that part. When I pull a card, I get coming together because you are now nice and strong. So when I'm looking at you, they're showing me the hearing test they have in school. You know, you raise your head, right here. And this is the whole point. And you've got you know, the speaker ears on so that you can nicely hear. Say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
Trust what you know, trust what you see, trust what you understand. In English, I'm just gonna say it's time, but I'm saying it's time not from a place of pressure. So it's like, time, I have to do it. No, it's time, meaning that when you're ready, in due time, it's time for the wheels to start turning. It's time to start considering your new direction. It's time to start listening to yourself most versus what someone else thinks. Doesn't matter what everyone else thinks. What do you think? I can be in a room of people that love modern art and they think the picture is fantastic. And I could say I could appreciate this skill level that you see. It's personally not my style. And that's, I'm entitled. That's how it feels. It's so important that you honor how you feel personally and not get affected by what's outside. That's your initiation. That's your lesson. Coming together again because you're just that ready now. Say your name one more time, my love.
Stephanie.
Trust what you know. It's okay to take a few minutes to figure out the details or do anything about it or whatever it is. But really trust and honor what you already know. All right, let's see what else we can share. Say your name again, my friend.
Stephanie.
You need to trust yourself more. Here's what I want to say. You're right, but you have to be your own believer. So I'm just looking at, oh, who is that? Like, I can't remember what that was. Erin Brockovich or whatever. It was something where, like, she's seeing the truth. Nobody else isn't. And she's right. But nobody wants to support truth. So this is about you honoring your truth inside. When I look at it, you're so ready. You may not think you are. You may not be used to being ready, but you actually are. Say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
It's so good. It's so good. You're growing up. When I say you're growing up, I mean spiritually advancing. I mean, like, you're really growing up. It's sort of like you're taking your power back. For whatever reason, you became a tree. And it's sort of like you've got leaves and you're like, excuse me, that's my branch, that's my leaf. Like you're really taking yourself back and it's good. So obviously it's a shamanic imagery that I'm looking at, but it's a powerful shamanic imagery that I'm looking at, Steph. Like this is your time. This is your season. It's like you've never been this strong on planet Earth before. Say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
Honor how you feel, honor what you know. When I'm looking at you, I'm just going to leave you with this. You have enough power to make it possible. I don't know what the it is, but they want you to know that you have the power to do it. So your job, say your name one last time, my love.
Stephanie.
Is, how would I say that? I want to say decide to try, but I say that with a qualifier, and that is not from a pressure. So you don't want to try from pressure, you want to try from self-love. And you kind of want to wait till you feel that self-love, gaining that extra respect, so that what you're doing is from love, not fear, and then you're going to fly. That's what I want to say to you. Say your name one more. You don't even have to say your name and I don't have to pull a card because they're showing me believe and succeed. It is superior. It's really that good. That is your message, my love. I hope it serves. I'm still learning my new format. My apologies. So do you have a question today?
That's okay. Thank you so much. I just was wondering if maybe you can narrow it down a little bit.
Narrow what down? What it is well, your next step?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
It's your job to bring yourself happiness, to create happiness for yourself? Are you happy? That's their answer to you. In other words, are you happy? And if you're not, well, then go about in creating what brings forth that given wealth. So the card I have to answer your question is Heal. So you're basically looking around and deciding to trust yourself. Like, where am I not supporting myself enough? Where am I making decisions that are not respectful of myself? And how can I choose to decide? I cannot think of an example right offhand, but I've been going through a very similar process where I watch myself hold back from my truth. If I really want more sauce and I don't ask them, and why am I not asking them? Or if they did one spoon, but I really want two spoons, I want a lot of sauce. Why can't I ask them for two spoons? Like, how is that hurting? But I watch myself stay reserved. I watch myself not honor my authentic truth. And that's very, very, very purposeful, because that's been occurring unconsciously all the time. So if I can start making it conscious, if I can start seeing it, well, then I have the power, I have the leverage to heal it, to flip it, to choose the other side. But if I'm unconscious to it, it's just going to keep occurring ad nauseum. So this is where, when you're saying, can you be more specific? I don't feel like it's just romance or like job, or I feel like it's pervasive, like everywhere, all the time, because all of it involves Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Awesome. Yeah. Say your name one more time.
Stephanie.
More confidence in you, more confidence in trusting you. When I look at you, you have all the reason to have all the confidence in the world. Like, if I lined up 500 people, including spiritual-minded folks, you would be in the top three regardless. I don't care who's there. I really don't. You'd be in the top three regardless. But you have to see yourself that way to make it work. It's not going to work if I know that. You have to know that. This is you, lead. That's what you're growing into.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Exactly, yeah. Wow. This is the whole point. That wow sums up everything they're saying.
Yeah, I get it now. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, you too, sweetheart. Hello, Mr. Noah.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey. Did you have a question today, my love?
Yes, just a general question about my job. I've been noticing some murky energies creeping in, and I wanted to have some guidance there.
Okay. Say your first name, my love.
Noah.
Stop saying no to yourself. Really look at where you don't like yourself, or where you criticize yourself, or where you're not your best friend, or where you're still mad at yourself. So there's some energy that is murky, that is still creeping around, where you haven't decided you're absolutely extraordinary. And that's what they want you to see. That's what they want you to stand upon. That's what they want you to interface with. So all the places where I should have done more yesterday, I shouldn't have done that, I should have done this, like any of the shoulds, any of the regrets, anything where, you know, just like you're cleaning up leaves in a backyard, or you're cleaning out an old storage unit that has stuff you haven't seen in 10 years, so how desperately can you need any of it anyway? And so this is the whole point. It's like if you're cleaning out a unit you haven't seen in 10 years, really all of it can go, because you're surviving without it nicely anyway. So you're just sort of gathering it up. And that's how you want to feel about the whole stuff. Like any of the residue from your past spiritual assignments. So what that means is you took on harsh winds, meaning you took on negativity, you took on the ego in this lifetime. Now, when I'm looking at, as a spiritual master, because that's what masters do. So when I'm looking at you, you've made a lot of headway. So you're kind of like this serpent, and I'm watching you kind of wiggle along. So you're getting through the right stuff. So you're making headway. But what you need to do is release the excess. So that is, you found your light, you found your power, you found your promotion, but how you feel about yourself or how you think about yourself sometimes still goes by. So when I'm looking at you, I'm seeing flying monkeys, you know, from Wizard of Oz. So they're not the fun monkeys. They are not the fun monkeys. They cause disturbance. They cause trouble. That's what you want to say goodbye to. So you want to realize, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
That only love serves you now. Only love serves you now. So any of the places where I don't think, I'm making this up, but I'll just do it about myself, like, I don't think I'm attractive enough or young enough or old enough or tall enough or bright enough or skilled enough or all this deficiency energy is what I want to say. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
If I just realize, it's just the trick of the ego. Because if I'm sitting here like opening up to ascension energy, but if the ego can convince me I'm not strong enough, I'm lacking. In essence, well, then I'll never report, I'll never show up, I'll never try, because it's going to convince me I'm still got a ways to go. So when I'm looking at you, you got like a little bit of a clouded field. But when I'm looking at it, it's actually nothing from the present. It's all regurgitation, meaning that like, you're still carrying along the old story. And so anything where you can offer that old story, you can offer those old feelings, light, where I don't need that anymore. I'm going to get a trash bag. I'm going to pour light on it. But something where you allow yourself to, how would I say that? Like self-adjust. Like wake up to you, yourself strong. What I love for you, quite frankly, there's a picture I put on the Zoom group in the beginning. I will email you a copy of that picture. Use that picture or find a picture that you resonate to that has that similar energy. The guy is a priest from Atlantis. And he's holding a crystal and he's got light in his chakras. And when I'm looking at you, anything where you could interface with that, agree with that, that light is going to diffuse some of the old energies or false impressions or like that. So let me start with that. Oh, I have another idea. Noah, say your name again, my friend.
Noah.
Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah. Okay, so getting back full circle to job. So what I get, you want to remember, you're just dreaming your job. So the energies you're looking at, the first part of it has to do with something that's inside that it's sort of alerting you to it so that you release it, so that you dismiss it nicely. So let's do that part first and let's see how you do with that. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you, sweetheart. Noah, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you. Or better, awaiting results. Say your name one more time.
Noah.
Thank you, sweetheart. Know that you're the light. Know that you're the light. So when I'm looking at that card, that picture I'm going to send you, you cannot associate with that picture and not know that you're light. That's what you're doing. That's what you're healing. That's what you're triumphing with. And your card is coming together. So it's so important that you release that so that you can move up to your next sequence, so you can move up to your next cycle. So that's the first thing they wanted us to take a look at. Now let me look at the employment side and see if there's anything else we can share. Say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you. The best I can tell you is if you do your homework nicely, you're headed to first class. So when I'm saying you're headed to first class, energetically, the energy I feel riding through me is so brilliant. And I feel like I don't have any details on employment for whatever reason. They're not saying a word. But what I do know is this is all about you coming back into your power at last. And you are on a very good track to do that. So rebuild. So this is the point. It's like you're agreeing with your power. You're agreeing with your light. You're saying yes to yourself. Your very next card is Love Abounds. So this is you. So you're agreeing that this is you. This is the whole point. You're coming back to your light. You're coming back to your truth. You're coming back to your wise eye. So let me look at employment final outcomes. Say your name one more time.
Noah.
Thank you. Yeah, I keep getting pointed back to what you want to release. So you got energies to release. And then your next card is Teach, because of course you're the master. So I don't know what happens to the employment or not. All I know is you do your homework. Say your name one more time.
Noah.
Thank you, sweetheart. It all works out. New vitality. They are so interested in you climbing that mountain. I mean, I can't even explain to you how excited or... yeah, you've just got a lot of sponsorship, I'll say. And even though we care about the linear details, like I kept trying to go back to, is the job secure? Is it not? Like, why aren't you not telling me anything? And what I really got from it is, like, that's the last thing on their minds. Like, you're extraordinary. You know, this job, that job. What matters is your change of heart. What matters is you opening up to ascension. What matters is your growth. And that is what they are, I'll just say, like, very heavily invested in helping you access and helping you see. Say your name one more time, my love.
I just wanted to say here, I feel like I have like a Capricorn ascendant, Emily, into astrology. I feel like for me, that means like it's very important for me to have a job that I can like rely upon and that like I can leave a legacy with. And I feel like I haven't found that yet. And they're totally right when they're saying like this job, that job, it doesn't really matter right now. What matters is that I come into more of an alignment with my true self, but there still is that component that's missing, I feel is important to me.
The component of the legacy?
And having a job that I can, or having a purpose in that sense.
Well, your purpose is helping with the ascension and bringing extraordinary spiritual gifts to the planet. That's your purpose. That's what you're in the process of agreeing to. That's what you're in the process of deciding upon.
Mm.
I mean, it's when I'm receiving you. Noah, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
I would say you probably have Noah say your name one last time.
Noah.
Thank you. I don't want to do probably, so let me just double check. Yeah, I feel like you have like maybe two more levels to go until you're totally there. And so those levels are really just breaking down the old story or the old paradigm. But when I look at you, you're totally on the right track, and I pulled this twice for you. So this is you, Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine. I feel like you've got a little bit more spiritual mastery. When I say two levels, I mean the energies are so creatively powerful right now that you're not talking a lot of linear time. You really aren't. And so once you anchor that in, honor that in, that's when you're going to explode. And I would not have any concern that that isn't going to take place, because that's why you're here. I mean, you'd have to really work very hard to not have that occur. Like, you're just that good. So it's much more about settling in and just finishing your homework, quite frankly. And I feel like you have a divine assignment, and I feel like you're going to arrive there in perfect time. And I have no concern at all. Except for this guy is hanging out here, and I cannot figure out why. Noah, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you, sweetheart. He looks like a soldier that probably died on the battlefield. It's not a current soldier. It's like another lifetime soldier. He's definitely here. Why are you here? Noah, say your name again, my love.
Noah.
Thank you, sweetheart. Oh my gosh, how funny. Let me just make sure that's the case. That's kind of funny. I totally didn't get that. Yeah, I'm so sorry. So that soldier was really just information I didn't understand. They were basically just showing me the Civil War. And what they're saying is we have to end the Civil War inside ourselves. So this is the whole point, that you are the alchemist. You have the ability to heal yourself inside. And that's what you're finishing up accomplishing. And when I say finishing up, like, I didn't even hesitate in a word. Like, you're in process, and you're actively in process, and it's good, but continue the process, you know, that sort of feeling. And when you do that, say your name one more time, my love.
Noah.
You've got some kind of spiritual calling. It's all I know. I can feel it. I can feel it in your heart. You're not going to, it's almost like opening up a safe or, you know, a lock or whatever. You have to have the right frequency to open it up. And that's where, now I understand, the conflict in your mind, like the battle in your mind, it has to settle down a little bit more, and then you can proceed nicely. So your final card is Shine. And notice that light coming from her heart. So this is going to be the love for self. This is, and when I look at the frustration you have with others, if you can anchor and master that love for self, that frustration for others is just going to drop. It's really your own frustration with yourself. And that's what they're trying to kind of soothe and tame. To really recognize how well you've been doing and how well you've been pacing yourself, and it's really just sort of finishing. But what's happening is, if this makes sense, like your frustration that, I don't know what it is, it's taking too long, it should be there already, like there's some kind of frustration, instead of motivating you, sometimes it holds you back. Because then you start introducing shame, like as if you're defective or deficient or whatever. So when you notice any kind of those energies, just send them away. It's like, do you want crack cocaine? No, thank you. You can go away. I don't need any more addictions in my life. Thank you. So this is the point. It's just a negative addiction. It's sort of like you're so used to it, it's easy to say yes to it, but it's only going to cause you trouble. So you're releasing it today. And that's what you want to finish doing. Say your name one more time.
Noah.
Thank you. So your identity is your life. Your identity is your true home. Your identity is your soul. And I keep getting this release. So you want to keep releasing. I mean, oh my, like, I don't know. You ever keep like school books or whatever it is, like you think you need it. And then years later, like, why am I keeping this? What purpose does this serve me at all? That's what you're going to start discovering from the mind and the ego's voice. Like, the more you start following the light and the sensation, you're going to crack open. So the more that you see the old is just residue of a false dream or a scattered past. Like it's almost like opening up a suitcase, because you're going to go off on a new adventure and you still have the suntan lotion bottle and candy wrappers or whatever from your last vacation. Like, you're not going to leave it in there. You're going to empty that out to start anew. That's what you're finishing up. Say your name one last time.
No.
It's good. I mean, it's super good. It's like fantastic good. There you go. Take the lead. This is the whole point. So, like, when I'm looking at you, it's almost just like clearing up leaves. And it's like, okay, now I can drive through. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you so much, Nicole. That really resonated today.
Awesome, 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 awesome. All right, I'm going to try one other thing. And I have a new card deck someone blessed me with, so I just thought I would try it for fun for you, because you're always asking about other systems you're connected to, and the card I have for you, Noah, is Sirius. So I thought I would offer that to you, because you're always asking.
I'll do some research.
All righty then. Indeed, we surround everyone with light, love, and truest understandings. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Tuesday at 11 a.m. Have a beautiful, light-inspired rest of your day. Mwah! Bye, everyone.
Bye.